The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. On December 21, Monday, in the night sky, you will see, according to Earth Sky, an organization that looks to the stars and observes them, something that has not been seen for over 800 years. There'll be a conjunction of two planets coming together, showing up like a bright new star. Last time this happened was in 1226. It's believed by many this may have been the actual Christmas star that was seen by the Magi from the east. In Matthew chapter 2, verse 2, it says, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We have seen his star in the east and come to worship him." Who were these Magi? They were learned people of the Babylonian Empire. The empire had fallen, but not their knowledge, the knowledge of the sky and the stars and such. How did they come about by this knowledge? Well, 600 years before, many Israelites were taken away as slaves, captors, by the Babylonians, and they lived in Babylon for 70 years. Well, being scholars, they would have asked the Israelites, "What do you know about the stars?" And they would have shared a Bible verse from Numbers 24:17 that talks about that when a new star is seen in the sky, a king is born, the Messiah. And so the wise men, seeing something special in the sky, headed out to Jerusalem. But you know, it's interesting. First, they didn't find the baby there. They came to Herod, the palace, and because they figured it was born to the king. That's where the palace was. But nope. Herod said, "I have no child." In fact, he had to ask the scholars, what might this mean? And they found from Micah 5:2, that another prophecy that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. And so the wise men then set off for Bethlehem. See, the Hebrews, those who lived in Israel, believed that when the Messiah was born, there would be a new star. We also know from Matthew chapter 2, verse 16, there was a period of time between the two stars. The Magi even indicated this, but no more than 2 years. So, what might this star be? Well, some actually say it was just a mythical thing. But some say God just placed something there and then he removed it. But most scholars believe a middle of the road, something that really can be pointed to via astronomy to demonstrate that God is in control of nature as well. And so it is the planetary conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn. Every several hundred years, they come into extraordinary conjunction. And shortly thereafter, Mars joins this conjunction, forming a bright beam that looks like a new star. In 7 BC, for 10 months, Jupiter and Saturn were very close and Mars joined it. Well, then in February BC, it showed up once again. Could this be that Christmas star? Possibly. Adding to this, Jupiter was called the king's planet, while Saturn, the ringed planet, was called the shield or defender of Palestine. Knowing this, astronomers would have concluded that a divine ruler would come in Palestine when these two were together. What's interesting about this is it's going to happen Monday, December 21, once again. Is it a sign saying something? And what would this be? Well, remember, the first time it came about, the Magi only had a little bit of a clue, and they had to go searching and looking and waiting. And so it is with us, too. If there is something to this, this year of 2020, the year of COVID, the year of a lot of hardship and difficulty caused by this virus, and you can point to many other things, what would this sign be? Well, we need to look again to Scripture. What is Scripture saying to us? It's not an easy thing just to say, poof, this is what it's going to be. But instead, we need to pay attention to the signs. And what are these signs that the Bible speaks of? Not the end of the world and that there's going to be a war and all those things. Those things are talked about, sure. But how about, as even the first time this star was seen, that a Savior is born? And you see, that's important. It's important for you and for me, because we need to remember this, that the Savior is born. And even if you cannot see in the star and the sky and see these stars, I can't see the stars, I'm blind too. It was seen by those who understand and know the sky. They need then to turn to the Scriptures. And so that's what you and I do. Turn to the Scriptures and we learn. So maybe this is just a sign saying, study the Scriptures and get closer to your God. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for being in control and charge of everything, including the sky and the stars. Thank you that you were in control of our salvation, working it out by your death on the cross. And Lord, as we see signs and wonders in our world, let us not get dazzled by them, but instead help us to look to you and be dazzled by you, always seeing that you are in control and that you are in charge, whether it be something big or something small. Bless our work and activity, that the work of our hands might contribute to the goals and ambitions that you desire to accomplish. We ask this, Jesus, in your name. Amen. I'd love to hear from you on the Christmas Star of Bethlehem or of any other subject. You can write me at Dave, Dave.Andrus, Andrus, at not-alone.net, or just hit reply to the email if you get the email notice. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus at not-alone.net.